Gardaí had put it out on the Be Alert text warning system. There are guys in the area who are going around house to house offering to do maintenance work, tarm or tarm macadam, things like that. And the Gardaí have advised people to not engage with them at all and to contact them immediately. I don't know the exact details of it. Obviously, the Gardaí keep that to themselves because they can't be putting that out in the public domain. But people, I suppose, with all of these things, if an offer looks too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Don't let anyone pressurise you into making a decision to do anything on your house or work around your home or anything like that. Better off dealing with contractors that you know, or ask some of your neighbours or friends for advice on who you get to do a job, be it tarm macadam, be it cleaning gutters, be it anything like that. Always get somebody that's recommended. If you don't know someone yourself, get someone that's recommended by a neighbour, someone that someone else has used or whatever. Painting is the same thing. And they seem to kind of go on these things. And I would worry that sometimes they pick on the more vulnerable in society, and that would be something none of us wants to see happen. Unfortunately, as a result of some of these things, there was a case last night. A couple of people contacted me. There was a gentleman in the area selling tickets absolutely legitimately for a sporting organisation for Sligo Rovers, and we all want to support Sligo Rovers, but people were worried because they had heard about people calling door to door, and it just it is a thing to be careful of. So what I would suggest to people is that if somebody comes along offering a service like that, not to engage with them, and especially these guys at the moment seem to be doing the round with offering tarmac work to be done on people's houses, and the Gardaí have asked that you contact them at Grange Garda Station, which is 071 916 3144.
It's important to note too, Councillor Gilroy, and you sort of did touch on this, that these bogus trades people can be quite convincing, intimidating. It's very important for members of the community to some degree mentally prepare for that potential scenario.
Absolutely, and you know, you're better not to engage with them at all, and certainly not to hand over any money. Absolutely, never hand over any money. I don't know what these particular guys are up to, but we've seen it in the past where elderly people have been driven to the bank to collect money, and these people are practically standing beside them while they're drawing out the money, which is so dangerous. And they'll say, oh, well, we also need extra for materials, and we also need extra for this, and we need extra for that. If you're dealing with anyone, agree your price, but I would certainly, for jobs like that, anything that's kind of a substantial amount of money, more than a few quid, that you deal with somebody that's either registered with some national body, or somebody that you have references from, others who have done the work, people who are known to you, who have independently given a recommendation to deal with these people.